Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Look at that magical laughter. Look here. At least I call her a whore to her face.
Joe. Be on the show.
So now it's the hot mic.
But this song calls you a whore.
It does. It doesn't call me one.
Talk with Steffi.
Who's our favorite whore? It's referring back to you.
Yeah.
No, I think it refers to you.
No.
That's you're the whore.
Nobody asked you, Chris, you stupid son of a bitch.
But you know what? Surprisingly, Fox News didn't make a big deal out of it. They laughed at it and said it was big of the president to call Peter afterwards.
He actually tried to make a deal out of it.
Well,
he
Tucker, kept saying, Tucker is...
Because Donald Trump was so very delicate at all times about all things. Right.
Especially with the press.
Yeah, call me when he mocks a reporter's disability. Or
Yeah.
Hi, Jody. Hi.
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 Okay. I chose my team vaccine we can have nice things again shirt in honor of...
But you have some more coming on the way.
I do. I have my Let's Go Darwin and my Just Die Already t-shirts on the way. Oh, and also my Bewitched t-shirt, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you, Blue in Memphis. Wow, we have an amazingly talented group of designers. Okay. Jody, I know you are fully on Team Whoopi and Team Howard
Absolutely.
Stern. We have... Thank God Whoopi channeled my anger at Bill Maher and all these other idiots that are keeping us in this COVID thing forever by continually saying COVID is over. Because he's cranky because his dates are getting canceled. I'm done with this.
COVID's
not done with us, you idiot.
Everybody's fed up. I don't like wearing masks all the time either.
I'm done with Trump and he won't go away.
Exactly.
Where's Whoopi? Give me some Whoopi. 13, please.
13?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
You know, listen, nobody on the planet really wants to go through this.
Thank you.
This is not something we're doing because it's, you know, sexually gratifying. This is what we're doing to protect our families. And you don't have to do it, but stay away from everybody. Because if you're the one who's not paying attention... And you're coughing and sneezing, you don't want to, then stay out of the public, man. This is not, nobody wants this.
Yeah, Bill doesn't care because he doesn't have a family. He just has a line of whores that he...
Oh,
my.
Chris Louise. Wow. Chris
but it's,
really...
I'm serious. He has nobody to care about.
Well,
and so he only cares about himself.
It's a selfish thing. That's what it is. It's like, oh, nobody's buying tickets. My dates are canceled. It's like, shut up.
Right.
You're a multimillionaire with a TV show. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, when I get, you know, whiny because I'm lonely or whatever, I'm single in lockdown, I'm like, shut up. Anne Frank, Nelson Mandela, lots of people have endured lots of stuff throughout our time. You know what I mean?
This is nothing.
Yes. This is not, it's like, shut up and get vaccinated. Where did I hear he's not boosted?
Yes, he's not going to get boosted.
Oh, well, that would be the perfect thing that he will get it again.
Yeah,
because he's such an arrogant.
Well, then.
Right?
I know what Chris is thinking. I mean, do you know
the new studies? I mean, do you know how much the booster, how much more protection you get?
Yeah.
It's like, you are not fully vaxxed unless you're boosted. And that's the perfect example of, oh, okay, well, I believe in the vaccine, but liberals are going too far. It's like, so I'm not going to get boosted. And meanwhile, Sarah Palin has COVID again.
After being vaccinated.
I love the judge. The judge said, of course she's unvaccinated because she's an idiot.
But why was she at a New York restaurant?
Thank you.
If she's unvaccinated. I think she's vaccinated and just caught
it. I think she's vaccinated but doesn't want to tell anybody because she doesn't want to lose her base.
I agree. I think she's. You can't get into a restaurant in New York without it.
She's a coward.
She. Well, you remember she said, was that a month ago? I'll get the shot over my dead body. She was always so good with words.
Yeah.
It's a nice choice of words.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that, you know, like a month ago. Over my dead body, am I going to get the shot?
I think she's vaccinated.
She was sick, remember how she talked about how bad it was? She complained about how bad it was. Yeah. And
well, you're a moron if you have it and then you didn't get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, ooh, this is why people are getting it again.
He's a moron.
We got a moron in here.
Because you don't get... The natural immunity does not last.
Not very long.
No matter how many idiots say it, how many times, it doesn't last.
The longest, a friend of mine who got it in March of 2020, her antibodies lasted until September. And her doctors are like, you've got like super antibodies. So she helped with monoclonal research. Yeah. But they're like, nobody at that point had had that long of antibodies. But she had really bad COVID and so did her daughter. They're both lucky to be here.
Yeah. I'm cranky, and it started on Twitter yesterday when someone said, oh, more doom and gloom from Stephanie Miller. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, because like 4,000 people died on Friday. I'll try to put a happier, clappier spin on that tomorrow.
They're all unvaccinated?
I apologize for yesterday's doom and gloom.
They're probably Trump voters?
Huh?
They're probably Trump voters?
Yeah. how else would you like me to spin 4,000 Americans dead on Friday? Like,
They're unvaccinated?
We both went dark on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
oh, I went really dark.
They had it coming.
They had it coming. He's going full Chicago.
I am. And you did not acknowledge my...
I
totally missed it. I apologize.
I heard it yesterday.
Okay.
All right. Give me some more whoopee, please. Okay. Thank you. Going off on Bill Maher. Thank you.
I don't want it. And I think he's forgetting that people are still at risk who cannot get vaccinated.
Thank you.
People who can't get that. Little kids under the age of 5.
Yeah.
Or people with health conditions. How dare you be so flippant, man?
Thank you.
He doesn't have kids.
Thank you.
He doesn't have kids.
He
has nobody to protect. Exactly. And so he just wants to do his own thing.
Well, what about the whole idea of a society? People can't get vaccinated, that are immune compromised, or that the vaccine doesn't work very well. Kids,
people like him don't care about society. They only care about themselves.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
He's waxing poetic about Florida and how great Florida.
Then go perform there.
DeSantis has done a spectacularly bad job.
Yes. Yeah.
As, you know, a COVID denier. And I mean,
when the numbers you
by
can't
the way,
trust out of Florida.
He also was waxing poetic about England, who just lifted all their restrictions. Eric tweets, resurgence, worrisome that Omicron is somehow surging upwards across southern England. London's case drop has also stalled, now flat, likely due to dropping COVID mitigations and throwing caution to the wind by Boris Johnson.
I know. If we did this in 2 weeks, we'd be them.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hang on, Jody. Hold. Talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Where's this one? Oh, Heidi tweets from NBC. Virus spread was 62% higher in school districts without mask rules.
Of course. Yeah.
We know what works.
Yeah.
He's a libertarian. Don't forget that Bill Maher is a libertarian.
Yeah.
Forget that.
And Boris Johnson did that because he's in trouble politically.
Yeah, that's why.
Yes. Big trouble.
But it's like, what's Governor Stassi's doing in Virginia, right? I mean, he's trying to say, oh, I'm not Trumpy. And then he's completely right lifting mask mandates willy nilly. Don't say gay. By the way, gay.
That's to our Florida listeners.
Thank you. Brady lost. How about that football this weekend, Jody? Did you watch?
I was happy.
Oh, I have some very good news. Why? Niners, Rams? Who are we for? I don't know. I'm for anybody
Niners.
From California.
Go either way. Huh. I really?
I didn't think that since high school.
College.
Since you were a high school jock.
Well,
with
Dylan,
a girlfriend.
Dylan likes the Niners. I like the Rams.
And overalls.
Yes, okay, so I have some good news.
What?
See? I'm what? Accused of doom and gloom.
You're not doom scrolling. So, oh, my God.
Right. Oh, no.
You got us tickets for the game this weekend?
Oh, no, I've got plenty.
Yeah, only LA residents can get tickets.
What was I going to say? Oh, so Sean Comiskey and I were texting back and forth during the nail biter.
Yeah.
Kansas City, Buffalo. Yes. I was like, oh, my God. He's like, I can't believe what I'm watching. I'm like, I'm stroking out over here. And I was like, no.
And it's not even Chuck Todd.
Congratulations. Anyway, Sean's mom is cancer-free and back at work.
Yay!
Is he the best son in the world? He's a god boy.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
He was on a set, working on a commercial, and I said, look at you, still in this grand business we call show.
Good for him.
Nice.
In Kansas City. Oh, my God. Anyway, he and Jess are figuring out. She has to finish school. They were going to go to Washington. They're figuring out what to do. So, anyway, your love and light worked, Steph Heads. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yay.
We healed Sean's mommy. Hooray.
Well.
Okay. Yeah.
Chris.
Science listen. May have helped.
Yeah, science helped.
Science whatever. Does whatever, work. Atheist.
Uh-huh.
It all helped. Let's get some thoughts and prayers that Bill Maher gets some religion on COVID. How about that?
Oh, that's
not, that's never going to happen.
Oh, my God. I'm just done with it.
We're all done with it.
I can't go to indoor parties. It's like, nope. Neither can I. Like, nobody likes this. Oh, my God. Okay. Secret Agent number 6 tweets, sometimes I worry about the kind of world we're leaving behind for Keith Richards when we're all gone. Oh.
He will outlive us. Him and Cher.
Nothing will get him. Oh, my God. And Uncle Rob Reiner with a really good point. Disinformation is the atomic weapon of our times. It is destroying democracy, and it is literally killing the unvaccinated. The truth has its hands full. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We can handle the truth, don't you think, Jody?
I think we can.
Do you notice that I only speak Rob Reiner?
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
I was watching The American President the other day just in time for the quote of Sand.
Aww.
Because anti-vaxxers are literally eating dirt. We have come to the layer literally eating the sand.
Yes.
Because they don't know the difference.
Yeah.
I literally People quoted it to Lonnie Mr. President, as it was in the happening. Absence.
Pardon me?
I was quoting it to, I was lip syncing it to Lonnie as it was happening.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, it's true. I mean, big it's all of it. Big lie. January 6th, vote these ridiculous voting bills and what do you call it? COVID. It's all lies are just killing us. Okay. And I was talking yesterday, Jody, about it really does hurt my heart because I know him personally. He's been a big fan of the show. He's been on the show. But Bobby Kennedy, I don't know what's happened. I mean, the fact that he's using the Kennedy name to spread disinformation that is killing people, I just can't tell you how that hurts my heart, you know, because I think he's essentially a good person. But Jeff Tiedrich tweeted, holy vaccinations are not like the Holocaust. I have a lot of family members who'd be happy to explain this to you, but they can't because they were murdered by Nazis.
Right.
Okay. Just to compare it to something that we are trying to keep as many people alive as possible to something that was about killing as many people as possible is, I don't, so deeply offensive. I don't even know what to, okay. All right, so should we be celebrating some things like, oh, a special grand jury in Georgia?
Yes.
I'll
Hello.
Take it.
Hello.
Step in the right direction.
We have Jill Moinbanks coming up today.
Yay.
This is very exciting, just in time for all of this, yes. John Eastman pled the Fifth 146 times when asked about his coup memo.
Crimey.
I'm sure that he's not hiding anything there.
No.
And his university, former university, wants to hand over 19,000 of his emails to Congress.
Good.
So, things are heating up.
Shouldn't use that work email.
No.
Yeah,
should not
have
used that work email.
Don't have any privacy on a work email at all.
No, not at all. Nope. They're always looking and snooping.
Oh, dear.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's part of their employment contract.
That's right.
All right. So, we have a lot. We have a lot on the legal front. And so we have... and we don't know about a Charlie Pierce. Yeah, we shall see.
We may not.
He posted it in his call so we can talk about it. He had a torn ligament in his leg, so he was in the hospital. He said he might be able to join us today.
Did you tell him that we made Jody wear a naughty nurse outfit?
Yeah, I told him the candy striper's here.
Okay.
And then he just said it could happen, like Judy Tenuta.
It could happen.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Just say. It's not like we have to tell the truth. Like, that's a thing in America anymore. Just say Jody's here. She's naked. She just has a nurse cap on waiting for you.
Hi, Kevin.
God, try. Do I have to do everything?
Hi, Robert. Hi, Charlie.
They can see you right now.
Okay.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.